This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we always look forward to hearing your views and talking about the things you want to talk about. But this evening I wanted to start the program by talking about what's happening in Gaza. And of course, there are two sides to the situation, and people feel very, very strongly on one side or the other. A lot of people look and see the horror that's taking place in Gaza, and it's said that somewhere between 800 and 900 civilians, men, women, and children, have been killed there. Yes, some of them may be members of Hamas, but many of them are civilians. And the suffering and the fear and the terrible destruction that's taking place in Gaza, can you justify it? I mean, should there be an immediate ceasefire and certainly put an end to the unnecessary bloodshed? Then on the other side, of course, is the Jewish position. And the Jewish position basically says, look, I mean, we've been rocketed repeatedly over the last several years by Hamas. Certainly they're not very good missiles, but they lob them in. And we never know. They're in Sderot, there, just as about a mile away from the border, while they've been under constant bombardment. And now the bombardment has increased to other areas, and a lot of Israelis have been wounded and damaged, and some of them have lost their arms and legs. Admittedly, perhaps only 10 Israelis have been killed in the bombardment, but certainly the ceasefire, which really was never a ceasefire on the part of Hamas, the ceasefire was actually violated repeatedly by Hamas, and then when the ceasefire ended, Hamas was beginning to lob in several hundred missiles every day. What were the Israelis to do? Certainly now they were much better missiles. They were reaching up, and they'd actually fallen on the ground adjacent to the power plant there in one of the cities 30 or 40 miles from the border. And this is one of Israel's second or third largest city. You knock at that power plant, that's one of only two power plants, electric generation plants in the area, and Israel would certainly be without electricity. You couldn't allow that. Israel had to respond. Well, I'd like to know how you feel about it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What should the United States do? Should the United States demand an immediate ceasefire? Should we try to get the United Nations? Well, the United Nations called for a ceasefire. Israel said they won't allow it. Certainly, the countries throughout the world are sending in relief supplies, hospital supplies, medical supplies, food supplies for the people in Gaza. Many of their homes have been destroyed. They're living in constant terror. Many of them have been wounded and maybe will be crippled for the rest of their lives. But then, well, the Israelis have lost about 10 soldiers. Now, admittedly, 4 or 5 of them were killed by friendly fire, but an awful lot of Israeli soldiers have been wounded, and some will carry the scars of their wounds to their death. What should the United States do about what's going on over in Gaza? Do you have any questions? Do you have any comments? Any thoughts on it one way or the other? Should we demand a ceasefire? Should we stop backing Israel? Israel could not fight this war without tremendous military supplies, bombs, military sophisticated hardware from the United States. Israel is totally dependent upon the United States, and the United States told Israel to stop tomorrow, they would stop tomorrow. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'd like to know what you think about what's going on over there. And of course, I'd like to suggest that most people are not thinking very clearly. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, the problem with any issue of this sort is basically we want to choose up one side or the other, and the people who feel very strongly about the Palestinian point of view, or maybe even not the Palestinian point of view, but see the horror and the suffering and the unnecessary wounding and certainly the unnecessary killing of the Palestinian civilians are making Israel the bad people, and they of course are responsible, and they should certainly withdraw and have an immediate ceasefire. On the other hand, of course, the people looking at it from Israel's point of view say, look, what would the United States do if we started being rocketed from Tijuana, and they were sending rockets into San Diego, and we're going to knock out some of our electric generating plants, knocking out our industries, killing Americans. Maybe there weren't very many Americans that were killed, but wouldn't we respond in a similar manner? And of course, wouldn't we send in troops? Wouldn't we use air power? Wouldn't we respond to try to protect the United States? And it would really wouldn't make any difference if it was San Diego being of course bombarded from Tijuana. But anyway, let's hear what you have to say. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Sandy, who's calling from Spokane. Sandy, what do you think? There we are. Hey, Sandy, how are you doing? What are your thoughts on the issue?
Well, I wasn't questioning that on that issue.
All right, fine. If you want to talk about something else, that's the wonderful thing about Open Line Wednesday, where you talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I'm reading Dr. Blaylock's book. I've just started it, and I'm really convinced that I need to take nutritionals and some supplements and things, but my problem is I have interstitial cystitis, and I cannot take most vitamins.
Why not?
They cause a tremendous pain.
I see. Well, I really am not in a position. I don't know that much about interstitial cystitis. Is there any other form you could get the vitamins in, and why would vitamins cause, you know, to flare up your interstitial cystitis?
I don't know. I really don't know, but I know vitamin C and the B vitamins are very detrimental to people that have interstitial cystitis. And there's a lot of things, anything that is acidic, tomato, and I have been able to tolerate tomatoes, and I have even tolerated pink grapefruit.
All right, fine. Of course, there are a lot of other things that you can... Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Sandy calling us from Spokane and wanted to talk about, you know, taking vitamins. And she's read Dr. Blaylock's book. I assume that's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life?
Yes.
All right. And she says she'd like to take the vitamins. She has interstitial cystitis. And I will have to admit, I don't know anything about interstitial cystitis other than I know it's a bladder condition and it causes real problems for a lot of people. And certainly, but she says she can't have anything that's acidic. She can't have a vitamin A or vitamin C. Well, vitamin B and vitamin C, is that it?
Yeah, the B vitamins and vitamin C.
All right, fine. Well, you certainly should be taking vitamin D because that is one of the most important of all the vitamins. And you probably could take a lot of the minerals. Certainly the magnesium is very important and the selenium is very important. And who knows, maybe they would even help your interstitial cystitis. I don't know. But you certainly should be taking any things that you can along that line. And then, of course, whether or not you could take anything alkalinize your system, you'd have to talk to your physician about that. If you could alkalinize your system, you might be able to take them, but you certainly can take many of the other things that are out there, and believe me, vitamin D is certainly extremely important, as are the omega-3 of fish oils and things like that. But you're going to have to talk to somebody smarter than I am about the A and C.
No, it's just the C and B vitamins.
About the C and B, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I have nothing to suggest. I wish I did. But the other things get onto as quick as you can. And who knows, they might just help the interstitial cystitis.
I see. I was wondering, because, you know, and so restricted.
I know. All you can do is try them. It's a matter of trial and error. But the other thing, of course, was if you could alkalinize your system, and you just talk to a regular doctor about that.
There is a thing called Preleaf, and that might do, that might alkalinize it.
All right. But that's the best thing I could really tell you. There are products out there you can get at a health food store that will alkalinize you. Whether they really work or not, I don't know. The people who sell them claim that they do, but I'm not going to make any claims, you know, of one sort or another, because I certainly don't want to give you advice I can't back up. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're reading Russell's book, and I hope you want to listen to. We've got a four-tape set that Sydney has made, and that we have, of course, a four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease, that where he does one of the interviews, another interview in our new four-tape set on vaccines, and then, of course, the four-tape set, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Sandy. Bye. Let's go to Ray, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Very good. I wanted to say a couple things, and one of them was, well, first I wanted to say what I felt about Israel and Palestine. I think the whole thing's about land and who gets what. And I think maybe they can give concessions to Palestine, but I don't see any end to the violence. It just seems like it's just nothing we can do.
I think there's a great deal we can do, but we have to get to the very basis of the problem, which I'm going to talk about a little later in the program.
Yeah, I think they want land, some kind of concession.
But of course, the thing is, the Palestinians want to drive Israel out of the country. They're not interested in concessions.
True.
They want to destroy Israel. That is their philosophical belief, their religious belief, and they're not going to rest until Israel has been destroyed. So, trying to make all the concessions you want to is not going to do a bit of good.
It's hard to say, you know, and I don't know whether it can be stopped that easily.
All right, fine. Anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to mention another thing. About the switch over to digital broadcast for television, now it just seems to me it smells like a big scam, because you know millions of people are going to have to buy converter boxes. I'm going to have to get one because I've got an analog TV set with an antenna on it. So, you know, the cable companies are going to enrich themselves on this thing.
Right, or certainly the satellite companies.
It seems like a big scam to me. And at first they said that they were going to make it into emergency broadcasting, and then it became like a free-for-all, everything. I just don't like it.
Well, I hate to say this, Ray, but I think there's another agenda. I just haven't been able to figure out what it is yet.
Yeah.
There is something behind this whole thing. Maybe someday we'll be smart enough to figure it out.
Yeah.
But what I will tell you, of course, is that there are literally millions of people who have been promised they were going to be able to get free coupons so they could get
the... Yeah, vouchers, yeah.
But the government's run out of money. So we don't know what's going to happen. Some people say that Obama may actually delay this February 17th date. We'll have to wait and see. Believe me, there is something else behind it.
Yeah,
see if we can figure it out what it is. And what it is, I'll tell you.
Well, it's really actually... the devil, really. I mean, you know, he's allowed to do these things. He's allowed to be in the vicinity of the earth. You know, he was thrown down from the heavens, and of course he's in the air. He's the prince of power of the air.
Well,
whatever he's
up to, he's up to no good. That's for sure. God bless. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
And let's go to Dee, who's calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Dee calling from Spokane. Hi, Dee. How you doing?
Hi there. Well, fairly decent, I suppose. It's a little foggy up here around Spokane.
Right.
Ray anticipated the subject of my call, and that is the upgrade to digital TV. And as a follower of Jesus, I almost I'm thinking of the power of negative thinking and reverse psychology. And when the dominant media says I must go out and convert to digital TV, my reaction is to do exactly the opposite. And I am just wondering, why do I even need TV in my life anymore? If I don't, I've got shortwave. I can hear you on that. I've got FM. I've got AM. I'm just wondering, why do I even need TV in my life? There's so little worth watching there anyway.
Well, it's sort of nice, actually, to get some DVDs to watch on the weekend. Somebody is just calling in saying they're donating their TV to charity. I wouldn't do that. I'd keep it and get a DVD player and watch DVDs. But most of what you see on television is not worthwhile. The reason I watch it is I want to see what the enemy is doing.
Well, sir, I do understand that. As a member of the media, it's practically in your job description, and I'm sure it isn't the most pleasant watching it sometimes, but I just think there's maybe godly things. I'm going to go slow on this. The Holy Spirit would tell me, you know, I'm not going to be in any hurry, and I'll update you on this. I think I'm able to fast for a long time and perhaps just leave the reservation forever, because I have a lot of godly videotapes and DVDs, and those are going to continue to work. There'll be no problem with those because I've got all the old equipment, and you can get a lot of surplus equipment as it is. But I just don't see that there's anything of any particular value on media broadcast.
Well, you know, I took my family and moved to South Africa in the mid-1970s. And when we got to South Africa, it was just like moving back 50 years in time. I mean, they had radio programs, and they would have serial radio programs every evening. And the high point of the day was to tune in on the radio programs and hear them reading some of the books by Hammond Ennis or some of the other great writers of that era. And you went over to somebody's house, you talked in the evening, you didn't worry about television, and your attention wasn't focused on what the latest sitcom was. Well, after we'd been there for about 2 years, why, television came in, and it really began to transform the society. In fact, when we finally decided to come back to the United States, I could see South Africa changing, and it was changing for the worse, and of course, the television was playing a large part in that. And certainly I think the television is largely responsible for some of the terrible changes in America. So you just keep listening to Radio Liberty, will you?
I certainly will.
Okay, God bless, and thanks so much.
God bless you.
All right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So before we decide whether we should back the Palestinians and certainly be concerned about their suffering, and we should be concerned about their suffering, and we should be concerned about the 800 or 900 Palestinians who've been killed, but then of course we should be concerned about the Israelis, but they haven't lost as many as the Palestinians. What we really need to do is begin looking objectively at what's going on. Where is Hamas getting the money to fund their terrorist movement? Where is Hamas getting the sophisticated and increasingly sophisticated rockets that they're using to lob in on Israel? Well, we're told they're coming in through the tunnels. There are about 300 tunnels that come from Egypt into Gaza, and it's through that region that they are bringing in the missiles. Well, then why doesn't Egypt stop it? I mean, who is funding Egypt? Whoever is funding Egypt ought to just say, we're not going to give you any money unless you stop those missiles coming in. And you know who's funding Egypt? You are, ladies and gentlemen. Your tax money is funding Egypt. How was it that Hamas was able to take over Gaza? Why, very simply, the United States State Department put pressure on Israel to pull all of the Israeli settlers and the Israeli military out of Gaza so it could be used as a base for lobbing missiles into southern Israel. But nobody ever wants to talk about these issues. I mean, they tell us that a lot of the money for Hamas comes from Iran, but remember, of course, and we carry a book on this subject, it goes into the documentation, that the American Central Intelligence Agency and Mossad actually funded Hamas as an alternative to Fatah, which was the other Palestinian organization. Why would you fund a radical Islamic movement there? Well, for the same reason we funded the entire radical Islamic movement and created the Taliban and funded Al-Qaeda from its very beginning. You have to have an enemy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And remember who brought the Iranian mullahs to power? Why, your State Department and your CIA, the top of the Shah, and brought the mullahs to power. And now they're funding the people who are killing the Israelis. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'd like to suggest that things are never what they appear to be.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
People don't understand it, but I mean, as we were pointing out, who is it who is funding the Egyptians who are allowing the missiles to come into Gaza that are being lobbed at Israel? Why, we are. We give Egypt $3 billion a year, and if we said to them, you stop, you know, sending in, letting those missiles in to Gaza, or we're going to cut off your $3 billion a year, why you could be sure that the missiles and the caves would be closed down tomorrow. But you see, that's not what we want. We want the conflict over there. I mean, certainly, as we pointed out, some of the money is coming from Iran, at least this is what they tell us. But the United States State Department, the CIA, bought the mullahs to power in Iran back in 1979. And, of course, the mullahs then formed, they created Hezbollah. If you read certainly the book by Robert Baer, who I'm hoping will be our guest here in the not-too-distant future. If you read the book by Robert Baer called See No Evil, he will tell you, he worked for the CIA, he was able to find out that the United States State Department knew the Hezbollah was going to attack the American embassy in Beirut, was going to attack the barracks where it had the Marines in it, where 240 of them were killed, and they did not try to stop it. Now, why, if you knew an attack was coming, wouldn't you try to stop it? Or maybe nothing is it the way it appears to be. In a similar manner, using the analogy of Vietnam, all during the Vietnamese War, why the United States government was subsidizing the Russians and building the automobile plant there and sending them material and technology, and they were supplying weapons to North Vietnam, which was supplying the weapons to the Viet Cong in South Vietnam that were being used to kill our boys. Our military was not allowed to bomb or even mine the harbor at Haiphong to keep the military supplies from getting in. We couldn't bomb the rail lines out of Haiphong. We couldn't to stop the munitions and weapons were being taken up the Mekong River on ships there, and we knew that they were supplying the enemy, and let the Christian, we were not allowed to win the war. We were not allowed even to try to win the war. I had to spend some time recently with Colonel Emmerman, who was the chaplain for General Westmoreland. He told me he went to visit General Westmoreland shortly before he died, and Westmoreland, you know, said that the thing he regretted most in his life is that he was not allowed to win that war. We could have won it at any time. We were never allowed to win the war. The war was very effective to take people's attention away from other issues. And, of course, exactly the same thing is going over there in Palestine today and in Gaza. It was the American State Department that forced Israel to pull their troops and settlers out of Gaza to give the Hamas a base. It is the American government that is allowing Egypt to allow those missiles to come in. If we simply said we're cutting off your $3 billion a year, but you see, when you're funding a country, you control that country. And we are going right along with bringing those missiles in. This is simply another diversionary war. Of course, it may very well be a precursor to a larger war, but I believe that they're planning a larger war. That is why we are transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan. We have for years. If you haven't read the Sybil Edmonds story, you need to go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And of course, my January 2008 newsletter, Read It and Weep. The American government, knowingly and intentionally working through the invisible government and has actually stopped the FBI from stopping the transfer of nuclear technology to our enemies. Why would they do that? Why? Because I think they're preparing for a major nuclear war in the Middle East and will probably involve us as well. Well, let's go to Susan, who's waiting patiently on the line. Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I'd like to announce an event for Freedom Forum. We're going to show a movie called Global Warming or Global Governance, and it's going to be start at 7 p.m. Tuesday, February 10th, and it's going to be at the Santa Cruz Friends Meeting House.
Where is that?
225 Rooney Street, the Quaker Church. And you want me to wait till after the...
No, you go right ahead.
Okay.
And tell us about it.
Well, we're going to have a speaker's corner to begin with, where you have the people that come and visit can have the floor and talk about what local issues they're interested in. And then the movie will start just right after that. And after the movie, we'll have refreshments and networking and discussion. And the movie is... it's discusses whether global warming or is really happening and what's going on with global governance and how it's making our gas and food prices skyrocket.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Thank you.
All right, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Susan, what do you think? Do you think global warming is real or do you think it's a scam?
Well, I don't want to draw conclusions for people. I personally do not believe it is occurring. I think it's probably getting a little cooler, if anything.
I think there's a real threat of global cooling. And then what's Al Gore going to say? How is he going to make all those millions of dollars he keeps making him, you know, if he can't sell carbon credits, which he's pushing? He has a financial interest in this whole scam. That's the tragedy.
Yeah.
And besides that, he hasn't got rid of his big mansion. He hasn't got rid of his SUV. And he still flies on jet planes every place, contaminating the atmosphere. So, you know, he gives you a bad name in my way of thinking. But anyway, who is actually sponsoring the program you're going to be putting on?
Freedom Forum.
Okay, Freedom Forum.
We just welcome everyone who's interested in, from all political backgrounds, that are interested in liberty, low taxes, and constitutional government to network with other people. And we offer a free movie. And this is a great video to see if you've seen Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. And Dr. William Gray, Professor Emeritus of Atmospheric Science at Colorado State University, says of all the videos available, global warming or global governance is one of the best and explains what he's long suspected. So I just invite people to come by and find out what it's all about and enjoy an evening with us Tuesday, February 10th at 7 p.m. at the Quaker Church on 225 Rooney Street.
And where is Looney Street? I'll have to know. I don't know where that exactly is.
Well, the closest cross street is Morrissey and Highway 1.
Morrissey and Highway 1. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So it's over there in that part of town. Okay,
right.
Fine.
That's it.
All right, fine. Well, if
Thank
you want
you.
To announce it again before you put the program on, fine. We want to get people out. We want to get people thinking. We want to get them to challenge what they're reading in the local newspaper, most
right.
of which isn't true.
That's great. Thank you. I'll
okay.
give you another call.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Susan. And, Chris, it's good to know that there are people out there who are willing to get involved. And certainly we need free discussion, and so much of what we're getting from the controlled media just is not true. And I think one of the most beautiful examples of really a distortion of the truth is this whole myth of global warming. Yes, there has been some global warming over the last 400 years. When in the 1600s we started the cycle of global warming. But for right now, of course, we've actually been cooling for about the last, I think 6 or 8 years. The sea levels are actually falling, but you're not going to read this in the controlled media because they want to destroy the infrastructure of our society. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment, I'd love to hear from you. And we just had a call from Susan in Santa Cruz, who was talking about they're going to be putting on a DVD, apparently a movie here. It's going to be at the local Quaker Church just off of Morrissey Boulevard on the 7th of February, and she'll be calling in again probably sometime between now and then. But people, of course, have to get the information. You have to understand what's behind the whole issue of global warming. If indeed, of course, global warming were a reality, the CO2 was destroying our environment and of course, it was going to lead to the flooding of our cities and the destruction of our cropland and all the things that we're told are going to be the complications of this. And, of course, I've seen pictures in school textbooks that show the city of New York with only the Empire State Building above water, everything else. else is underwater. If this was really true, why we'd have to do something dramatic. And of course, what's suggested is we cut back dramatically on our energy consumption. We would have to deindustrialize America, do away with our manufacturing, do away with our jobs, impoverish our people, stop using air conditioning and heat in our homes, get out of our cars, and simply stop generating electricity, because of course they won't let us use nuclear power like everybody else in the world does, and we generate most of our electricity certainly by burning natural gas or by burning coal, and of course they're tearing down our dams so we can't get hydroelectric power, and then of course they talk about solar and wind power, but I mean, this is an extremely, extremely expensive means of generating power, and then what do you do when the wind isn't blowing? You can't store the electricity for any, and then what do you do when the sun isn't shining? What do you do at night for electricity? Well, you just turn out your lights, you get yourself a little candle, something of the sort. This is the most ridiculous thing in the world. And of course, if you'd like to know more about it, we have a 4-tape set on global warming. We've got an excellent DVD on global warming put out by our good friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman. We have a couple of books on, one is called The Politically Correct View on Environmentalism, and then another one called Climate Change a la Gore, and they're actually both excellent books. But you need to understand this is a scam. But it really doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. And this is the great tragedy of what's going on today. This whole effort, and you'll find that all of the major movies support the idea that global warming is a scientific fact. And yet my friend Art Robinson, who is a PhD, who actually has circulated a petition, and over 31,000 scientists, 31,000 scientists have signed a petition, many at the threat of even losing their jobs or being persecuted or prosecuted or sort of demonized in their jobs for telling the truth, but 31,000 scientists have signed a petition saying there is no evidence that man's activity has actually produced global warming. Now, it's not to say that there hasn't been some global warming since the 1600s, but of course, we go through cycles of global warming and global cooling, and the question is, and I always like to ask it, is why do they call Greenland Greenland? Why? Because 1,000 years ago it was green and lush and they grew grapes there. And then, of course, there was a cycle of global cooling and the Vikings had to pull their colonies off at the coast of Greenland and, of course, it became covered with ice. And now it's beginning to melt again, but not that much. But this is a scam. But it doesn't matter. People believe because the entire media tells you that it's true. And yet there's so much evidence out there, and you can go up on the Internet, and you can check Art Robinson's website and so many of the other websites. And you need to get the DVD we have. It's called Global Warming. It's put together by our good friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you. Right now we have Mark calling from Florence, Oregon. Hi, Mark. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
I can tell. You know, Dr. Stan, I've noticed through the years that in particular, 1997 was the hottest year on record up to that point. Okay, as far as back, you know, roughly 150 years or a little more since they started keeping records in this country. And I think that reflects global temperatures also, but I'm not 100% sure if that was the same for outside of the United States. But I suspect that it really was because myself and a few other people I've talked to, a very few people, have noticed that in 1997, forward to this date as we speak, that we're not any longer getting anything to speak of in the blue and the green rays of the sun, which we would get in the summertime and in the springtime when the sun is the hottest to whatever particular part of the world. That part of the world, for a prismatic effect of the ozone layer, would receive blue and green rays through that transformation because it's always ultraviolet coming off the sun. But DuPont Corporation predominantly engineered freon in the form of chlorofluorocarbons, which were highly suspected by good scientific inquiry and research after it had been emitted into the atmosphere through air conditioning units in cars and in buildings, which is a tremendous amount when it's all put together conglomeratively, through the years. And they, very credible scientists, said that the chlorofluorocarbons had really exhausted the ozone layer.
And do you really believe that?
Well, I do.
Well, I'll tell you, have you ever used freon? Have you ever worked with it? It falls. It doesn't rise. It falls because it's heavier than air.
It really doesn't have an effect.
No, it really doesn't have an effect, but they use that, of course, to basically it all had to do with DuPont was losing their patent on freon, and of course they created this scare so that they could sell a different type of coolant. Had, of course, they not been able to do that, why, of course, the price of freon would have fallen and fallen rapidly. I looked into this very extensively at the time, and they talk about this ozone hole. The ozone hole opens at certain times of the year and closes at other times of the year, and this was a scam, but repeated often enough, like global warming, they convinced us it was true.
Well, I always thought that was the cause, Dr. Stan, of what I noticed in 1997, and I still see it, and that is that the quality of the light is ultraviolet in color and as well as in the way it affects people. Excuse me.
All right, fine.
I've got good watchdogs.
All right, fine.
Quiet down is the way that it affects people when they are actually out in the sun, and the great increase in skin cancer, melanomas, is also another phenomenon that has occurred in recent years about this.
That's because, of course, we're not getting the vitamin D we need to. Vitamin D actually cuts down significantly on cancers. I don't know about melanomas and the others, but believe me, I know, gentlemen, we were told, first of all, the ozone hole was down over Patagonia. It was down in the southern hemisphere. It was not in this area. And then, of course, my friend J. Gordon Edwards went down to Patagonia, you know, and, of course, we were told, of course, that all the people they were getting skin cancers because of the high radiation from the sun. And of course, in Patagonia, it's so freezing, everybody's bundled up all the time. When he talked to the people there, they just laughed at him. There were no increase in skin cancers, but we were told it was true.
Well, they did a great job of it. They even had me fooled until I talked to you tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, of course, they are so clever, and unless you really do the background checking on it, this whole thing as far as what's going on over in Gaza today, you choose up sides. Some people are pro-Israel, some people are pro-Palestinian, and they're all being used, they're all being manipulated, exactly as they did in Vietnam, whether you were for or against the war. Nobody ever talked about, we were financing both sides of the war there, and we're financing both sides of the war
that's
over
right.
There.
I heard you earlier in the program, and that's very good information. And, you know, it's a shame, Dr. Stan, you know, what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinian people when you look at the overall picture, because I think if these people had just been given a break in the beginning of it all, or at any time along the line, they're just looking for a break. They've never had one.
But, of course, they're being agitated not to try to solve the problem. The Palestinian leaders do not want to solve a problem. I mean, certainly the Israelis pulled out of Gaza so they could have Gaza. And what did they do? Instead of using it to help the Palestinian people, they turned it over to Hamas so they could use it as a missile base to lob missiles into Israel so Israel would retaliate and kill the Palestinians and we get everybody in the world up in arms about it. Everybody's being manipulated, and we've got to be able to look at things objectively and not emotionally.
And then you have Israel having founded Hamas in the first place.
Right, and of course, with the help of the United States. And of course, as we pointed out just a little while ago, I mean, all of the missiles are coming in through Egypt, and we're funding Egypt. And if we wanted them to stop those missiles tomorrow, we would simply say to the Egyptians, you're not going to get your $3 billion if one more missile goes in. And believe me, the missiles would stop. So, hey, God bless you. Thanks so much for coming.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Great to speak with you.
Right,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Okay, let's go to Ron, who's called from Richland, Washington. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, about this global warming.
Right.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, is a lot of hot air.
Right. I think that's a great line.
Yeah. Steve Chu, and he's from down in your area, He's the head of the Lawrence Berkeley Lab.
Right. You mean at the Livermore Laboratory? Or?
Yeah, he's been nominated. I guess it is Livermore. He's been nominated to be the new Secretary of Energy.
All right, you're right. Yeah, okay, fine. What about him?
Well, he's a big believer in global warming.
Well, of course, I mean, but global warming it has nothing to do with global warming. It is an attack on the manufacturing infrastructure of this country. It is an effort to impoverish our people. And going along with, of course, this current financial contraction and the massive layoffs we're having here, this will be an excellent way to destroy the financial infrastructure of our society. And that is what it's really all about. You see, there are people out there, Ron, who hate America. And these people know exactly what they're doing. They're using this so-called imagined threat of global warming to destroy this country. And when you understand that is the real objective, if you understand the Earth Charter, which on point 10A and 10B talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, this is how, by destroying the manufacturing base, what we still have, we've lost half of our manufacturing base, they want to destroy the rest of it and redistribute our wealth. And for the people who hate America, this is a great thing, and they're using it very effectively.
By the way, I wasn't there to say that justifies global warming. That discredits Steve Chu.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, when he's made some preposterous statements. One of them, that no scientist, no empirical scientist disputes global warming or man-made global warming. That is an outright lie.
Of course it is.
I mean, you just said that. Hey, the guy has a Nobel Prize in lasers or something, and so he's very bright. He's obviously not stupid.
No, but you see,
he's really wicked.
But there are lots of smart people who hate America.
Well, I think he's one of them. I think the guy's absolutely unfit.
I think most of the people that Obama is picking are unfit, because almost all of them come from the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission of the Bilderbergers, and you get my December newsletter, which hopefully will get out one of these days real soon. You find out that most of Obama's key positions, whether it be in the State Department or his advisors or cabinet, come from the trilogy or the four organizations, Group of 30, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations. There are less than 5,000 of these people, and they hate America. Their goal is to destroy American sovereignty and merge us into a one-world government. And I think that, of course, they're the people who put Obama in positions of power. They were the ones who elected him. Who do you think is paying for his inauguration? Why, I think there's $7 or $8 million are coming from Wall Street bankers, who, of course, make up the backbone of this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness.
And then if they're short of money, they'll just get some more bailout money from Obama.
Right, that's right.
From a lot of money, of course. By the way, Steve Chu hates coal. The United States is the Saudi Arabia of coal, and of course he hates it.
Well, I think he probably hates America, because these people know exactly what they're doing, but they use their positions of power. And the fact you get a Nobel Prize not because you have done anything important, but because you are politically correct. Why do you think they gave a Nobel Prize to Al Gore? I mean, because he's such a brilliant individual?
I heard it was a payoff for him not making a stink about the 2000 election.
Who knows? Anyway, hey, we're out of time, but anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, keep up the good work. I appreciate your information, and certainly things aren't always as they seem.
Nothing as it seems. In fact, reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Ron.
Okay.
Bye-bye, and let's go to Daniel, who's calling from San Antonio, and I think I know who this is. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Is this the Daniel who used to live here in California?
Yes. Hi, Dr.
Hey, good to have you with us. How are things down there in San Antonio?
Weather is cold, and economically, of course, we're taking a big hit, and everyone around here continues to say it's happening in California, but not here, and yet it is happening just in my own neighborhood, in my plush neighborhood. I drove around today, and I counted so many for sale signs and so many homes that are foreclosed, and people keep saying that it's not going to happen around here, and yet it's happening, you know. It's like, wow.
Are you doing all right? Because you had a business of your own. Are you able to keep it going all right?
Yeah, I'm keeping it going okay, but there's not too much money, because I help schools raise money, and the parents are strapped for money, and so they're not able to help their schools as much. But I continue to get blessed by Jesus Christ. I had a couple of questions for you regarding Lindsay Williams.
Sure, go ahead.
Have you heard from him lately?
No, I haven't. I haven't talked to him probably in about a month. Last time I talked to him, we had a real good conversation. And of course, you know, I think that most of what he said has been absolutely accurate. And I've tried to check him out every way I could from one end to the other. And I've never found him in anything, you know, he's ever told me that wasn't true. Now, certainly, he said that these people said that McCain was going to be the nominee. And of course, that was not true. But that doesn't mean that they didn't tell him that. Certainly, everything else they told him is coming to pass. The drop in the price of oil, the collapse of certainly our economy, the fact that Dubai and the Arab countries are going to have real problems as a result of what's going on. And I certainly have checked out Lindsay's story about Gull Island. I've talked to other people in the oil business who were there with him. They verify his story. So I think Lindsay Williams is a very brave guy. In fact, he even offered to let me go ahead and republish his book, The Energy Non-Crisis, without a royalty if I just republish it. And I figured I didn't want to get a call in the middle of the night telling me I better start looking over my shoulder, or my wife, my family's life would be in jeopardy. So I didn't take him up on his offer. I think he's a very unselfish individual. I like Lindsay Williams. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
I have one last question.
Okay. Hang on there. Okay, Daniel, go ahead.
Okay. Well, it seems like people like Jim Pavlovla, a financial sense, don't agree with Lindsay.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt, that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Civilization, there's a conspiracy to bring about a world government. Right now there's an organized effort to destroy the financial stability of our nation, and of course to bring about a new international financial order, and to bring about a new global currency, or take us into a cashless society. I'm not sure which way they're going, but all you need to do, Chris, is go up on the internet and Google in Henry Kissinger, New World Order. You'll find that Henry Kissinger is going all over the country talking about how, my goodness, with what's going on, we're going to have a new world order. What he's talking about is the world government that, of course, the Trilateral Commission, which he belongs to, and the Council on Foreign Relations he belongs to, and the Bilderbergers, which he belongs to, that is their ultimate goal, is the destruction of American sovereignty and creation of a world government, because that has been prophesied thousands of years ago by the prophets of old. Anything else?
Well, I don't want to sound like I'm predestination and all that, but I do believe that what the Bible says basically lays all this out in front of us, and God's going to win. Jesus is coming back.
No question, but we have an obligation to be involved, because we don't know whether God is going to come back before America is destroyed, or maybe 50 years after America is destroyed. Should we sit back and allow America to be destroyed because God's coming back?
I believe that the people in Israel are God's chosen people, and right, wrong, or whatever, they are God's chosen people, and we need to back them.
I don't think we need. I think we can back Jewish people without backing the Jewish government. The Jewish government is totally corrupt. In fact, it is under control of our own government, and these people are totally subservient. We give them money, and they do what they are told to do. But God does have a plan, and
He does have a plan, and it doesn't. We are among the tribes of the Jewish people. We are the tribe of Dan.
Well, I would, Israel, I don't want to argue that with you, but I believe that I am not Jewish. I come from Scots ancestry. I believe God has a plan for the Jewish people. I think he has a plan for the Gentiles like me. But I believe in the validity of the Holy Scriptures. Hey, we're out of time, Chris.
Okay.
Call next week a little bit earlier, and I want you to get everybody there in Canton, Illinois, listening to our program, will you?
Thank you very much.
Good night. God bless. And this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I have to remind all of you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you do, I, of course, would hope that you'd get the best tapes of the month, or CDs of the month, and a monthly newsletter, or subscribe to the newsletter. Do whatever you can if you're in a position, but I'll tell you, an awful lot of people are not. An awful lot of people are hurting, and we see this, and people who've been with us for years as supporters having lost their jobs. And I can tell you, an awful lot more people are going to lose their jobs. The real unemployment rate is running over 17%, according to John Williams in Shadow Statistics, and we're simply being lied to as far as the incidence of what's happening financially in this country. More and more companies are going into bankruptcy. They are doing everything they can to destroy the financial system in this nation. And, of course, if you have not yet read my November newsletter, you need to get it. It's at radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com. The November newsletter is posted. The December newsletter will be posted very soon, we hope. You need to get the information, and you need to help us get out the information on how they created this crisis. Henry Paulson said it right. He said this whole thing is caused by the subprime mortgage crisis. So if that's the case, why, when he got his bony fingers on that $700 billion, didn't he spend it to buy up the the housing mortgages, and of course he had no intention of doing that, because of course that would have solved the problem. They don't want to solve the problem. They want the problem because it will lead eventually to the destruction of America as we know it. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Patrick Wood from the August Review. And Patrick certainly has been on the front lines of this battle for many years. Back in the late 1970s, he wrote two books with Professor Sutton on the Trilateral Commission, which, according to Barry Goldwater, Senator Barry Goldwater, in his book, With No Apologies, the purpose of the Trilateral Commission was to seize control of the government of the United States. Now, they were organized in 73. From 76 on, they've controlled every administration. They are currently controlling the people that Obama is appointing. I was just making a list today of the people who've been appointed to help Hillary Clinton in the State Department. There are basically 9 people who've been appointed there. Of that 9 people, other than Hillary Clinton, starting with James Steinberg, the Deputy Secretary of State, who is a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, and the Council on Foreign Relations. Of the 9 people, 7 of them come from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, or the Bilderbergers, and 4 of them, very specifically, are members of the Trilateral Commission. There are only 120 members in the entire nation, so wouldn't it seem more than coincidence that 4 of the 9 people who will be working in the State Department, or have at least been nominated to work in the State Department under Hillary Clinton, have come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, which Patrick Wood has written so extensively about in the past. Patrick, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Well, you're welcome, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me back again.
Why don't you just bring us up to date with what your thoughts are and what's going on, because we certainly are living in very frightening times as far as the economic survival of our country is concerned.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right, Dr. Stan, and you're also right about the heavy influence again of the Trilateral Commission on this administration. This has been the case since Jimmy Carter in 1976. Every subsequent administration, including Carter's, has been virtually dominated by members of the Trilateral Commission, and I should say the important positions of Trade, Secretary of State, Foreign Policy, and so on, have been dominated by members of the Trilateral Commission. And this administration is just following suit. We saw this coming many, many months ago when we saw Barack Obama being surrounded, I should say, or captured or groomed by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the co-founder of the Trilateral Commission. And then we saw Madeleine Albright show up, and then we saw Paul Volcker show up, and you know, it became pretty clear to me that Obama was the candidate of choice for this super elitist group. And he has done right by them so far by appointing so many people to key positions. For instance, outside of Department of State, Timothy Geithner is a member of the Trilateral Commission, is going to be hopefully appointed to Department of the Secretary of the Treasury.
Oh, hopefully or unhopefully, I don't know. Go ahead.
Not hopefully, but I mean from his point, hopefully.
And you know, yeah. It's really so interesting about
That's
that.
Right. And then you have the ambassador to the United Nations, a critically important post today, considering the calls for a new world order today, is Susan Rice, who is a member of the Trilateral Commission. The National Security Advisor, which is a position, by the way, that Zbigniew Brzezinski held with Jimmy Carter back in the 70s.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Patrick Wood. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, you have National Security Advisor now. It's been appointed by Obama. The retired general, Jim Jones. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. That's an incredibly influential position to the global elite. And then you have also, interestingly, the Deputy National Security Advisor. That's the number two guy in the country. Thomas Donilon is a member of the Trilateral Commission. So, you know, there for starts are just a few. And then the Department of State Department, as you mentioned, also has a sprinkling of Trilateral Commission members as well.
And don't forget, of course, Admiral Blair, I believe that's his name. He's the head of national security. He just happens to come from the Council on Foreign Relations as well.
That's right.
From the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. So, I mean, they certainly have this thing pretty well wrapped up, don't they?
Well, they really do, and they've had it wrapped up ever since 1976. I've made this case in more than one paper in the last 3 or 4 years that the United States executive branch, that's one of the three branches of the government, the executive branch was captured by the Trilateral Commission with the election of Jimmy Carter in 76, and they have never let go ever since.
Well, I think the thing that nobody ever wants to say is the fact that this is a subversive organization, because it is intent to destroy the sovereignty of the United States, to destroy the constitutional protections of freedom that we have, and to merge us into this one world government. This is a subversive agenda. None of these people in good conscience could swear to uphold our Constitution, but nobody will ever call them what they are, and that is subversive.
Exactly. You know, on one hand, they said from the beginning exactly what they were going to do. Several people have pegged them along the way, like Barry Goldwater in his 79 work. And we did, of course, Anthony Sutton and myself with our books, Trilaterals Over Washington. Way back in the late 70s, we had figured this out. Yet, unfortunately, we were marginalized by the press and by other scholarly people and so on back in those days. This has not been an impossible thing to see. It's just that nobody has wanted to see. They've had their eyes shut to this organization. But they've dominated our country since 1976 through the executive branch.
And they certainly have, and I think it's so vitally important that you bring that fact out and that we give you a voice. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Patrick Wood, who's been since the late 1970s when he and Professor Sutton wrote the books Trilateralists Over Washington, Part 1, Part 2. They've been pointing out that the Trilateral Commission controlled the government of the United States. And we go to the polls every 4 years. We vote for the candidate not of our choice, but for the candidate of their choice. And in the last election, it was exactly the same choice. And, of course, we find that the people who surround Barack Obama, who've been chosen to surround him, so many of them come from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. And considering there's only 120 of them in the North American chapter of this organization, the fact that there are four or five key cabinet advisors, and then, of course, within the State Department, of course, there are four of the nine people who so far have been selected to work under Hillary Clinton in the State Department. Four of the nine people come from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. How could that possibly have happened by accident? Or maybe it wasn't by accident. Maybe it was by intent. You pick up the story.
Well, we can't even suggest that it was by accident. You know, and people even from what we're saying so far, people ask, well, how could they have that, you know, what could they have done just because they have a few people along the way in the, you know, in top levels of government? Well, where the dirty work was done, Dr. Stan, to create the new international economic order, was in the bowels of the World Bank, and the position of U.S. Trade Representative, a position that Jimmy Carter created in 77 to negotiate trade agreements like NAFTA and CAFTA and the World Trade Organization and so on. And 8 out of 10, for instance, of the USTRs since 76 have been members of the Trilateral Commission. 8 out of 10 across Republican and Democrat administrations. In the World Bank, you have, which is appointed, the president is appointed by the United States, you have 6 out of 8 of the World Bank presidents members of the Trilateral Commission. This is how they have accomplished their dirty work by dominating the executive branch and then appointing their people to the key roles that have built the new international economic order that we have today. Globalization has been architected, engineered, and implemented by the same people starting in 1973 is absolutely crystal clear to anybody who would just, you know, read facts.
But, of course, they're not going to read the facts because you would never hear this thing discussed in the controlled media. In fact, it's really so, you know, interesting that the debate on Timothy Geithner, who had been considered for Secretary of the Treasury, who is a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Group of 30, the Council on Foreign Relations, and, of course, the Bilderberger. He attended the most recent Bilderberger meeting in Virginia, held, I think, from June the 5th to June 9th, June 8th. But, you know, the debate on Geithner is, well, apparently he had a household employee whose visa had run out, and that is the big debate. So they focused our attention on entirely the wrong issues, never the fact that he is one of the primary architects who actually is responsible for the current economic mess as the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. He was working very closely with Henry Paulson on this effort not to address, of course, the subprime mortgage crisis, but to transfer the money from Congress appropriated to Henry Paulson's friends on Wall Street. Timothy Geithner should be rejected on that basis, and the fact that he is a member of this elite group, not on the fact that, you know, he employed somebody whose visa had run out.
Well, that, yes, and many argue that the New York Fed is really the core of the U.S. Federal Reserve, rather than, you know, what Ben Bernanke's position is, and I think that's probably pretty accurate observation that the money flows through New York, and the New York Fed is, you know, controlling all that money. That they seem to be the seat of power in our country as far as the Fed's concerned. And Timothy Geithner is at the top of that pyramid. And, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Stan, if you had a business and your business was in trouble, and the banker came to you one day that loaned you a bunch of money for your business and said, you know, your business is not doing too well, we're going to put our vice president of whatever in as the CFO of your company, and we're going to make sure that we protect our assets, that, you know, our the money that we've loaned to you. Now, this is a very real situation. Banks do this all the time when a company is on the verge of bankruptcy. Well, here you have the chief banker for the New World Order in our country, Timothy Geithner, who is literally the wonder boy of the Trilateral Commission. He's only 47. He's climbed the ranks at record speed. He's an extremely bright man. And so here is the head of the Federal Reserve System in America directly transferring in to the Secretary of Treasury position, which essentially is the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer of America. And I would suggest to you that there's more to this appointment than just a global elitist, if you will. And what it tells me is that the Fed is viewing, very solidly, is viewing America as bankrupt and is sending its direct representative in to monitor the finances of their only client, which is the government of the United States.
Well, of course, Patrick, I don't believe that they're trying to solve the problem. I don't think they want to solve the problem. If they solve the problem, how would they create the new international financial order? I think they want to destroy the financial stability of our nation, and everything I've read and studied has suggested that this whole collapsing economy has been very carefully engineered and created by people who want to impoverish our people, to transfer our wealth to other nations, and, of course, in the process, of course, to result in the coming about of a one-world government. Certainly, but I think that I share your concern that we're putting a man into a position of power who is a member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, attended the latest Bilderberger meeting, a member of the Group of 30, which the people who really run the finances of the world, or at least consult on it, and six of the 30 at least come from the Council on Foreign Relations. Many, pardon me, come from the Trilateral Commission, perhaps more, but I can identify six of them. We don't know how this whole world aristocracy works, but we do have a ruling aristocracy, and Timothy Geithner is part of that ruling aristocracy.
That's right, and I'm not suggesting, by the way, that Geithner intends to fix the problem. What I am suggesting, though, is that Geithner is going to preside over the bankruptcy, if you will.
All right, fine. I would agree totally with that. But I don't think the average individual could honestly believe that our leaders are trying to destroy the financial structure of this nation, because you destroy the financial structure of a nation, you destroy the nation. But everything points that that is what these people are in the process of doing. They're not doing anything correct to try to stop to solve the problem. That is what is so blatantly obvious if you study it.
Yes, I would agree with that. And that's also a reason that you see, as I call it, the chorus call for the New World Order. All over the world right now, you see people like Henry Kissinger all of a sudden giving interviews on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. You see him talking at the London School of Economics, giving a major speech. You see him contributing an article 2 days ago to the International Herald Tribune, talking about how the New World Order needs to be born now. This old guard, Dr. Stan, has come back from the, back from the grave. They haven't been out to play collectively for a very long time, but you see Brzezinski, you see Volcker, you see Henry Kissinger, all in front of a microphone or a podium. You see Brent Scowcroft, and the list goes on of these old gents that were the original founders of the Trilateral Commission and the original architects of the new international economic order. And they're coming back. And if this was your baby and you'd waited for 35 years to see it be born, you'd probably come back too.
Well, I almost think that they're operating on a timetable. I think that this is the time that they have decided that we would, of course, be forced into this new international financial order. The American people would be forced to give up their freedom and sovereignty as we've known it as a nation would cease to exist. It almost like they precipitated this whole thing at this time, and certainly you could just see point by point by point what they did to destroy our economy and to bring this whole thing on. Certainly they knew exactly what was going to happen as far as the subprime mortgage crisis was concerned, as far as the pick-a-pay mortgages. Those pick-a-pay mortgages, they're talking somewhere between $1 and $2 million of those million of those loans, between $1 and $2 million of those pick-a-pay loans, house loans, are going to come due this next year. And no matter what they do, they're going to simply wreck the real estate market. People are concerned that the price of their homes has gone down a great deal, but I think we've only seen just the very beginning of this. And then of course, encouraging the use of derivatives. I mean, the derivatives that are overhanging the market today and derivatives are simply unfunded insurance policies. Why would anybody buy an unfunded insurance policy? I mean, you buy insurance so that you'll be compensated if your house burns down, or certainly if you die. You want, of course, to make sure that your family gets the insurance paid. Why would anybody buy an unfunded life insurance policy or an unfunded fire insurance policy or unfunded automobile insurance? It doesn't make any sense. But then there's so much that goes on today that doesn't make any sense unless you understand there's another agenda out there. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Patrick Wood of the August Review. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we're going to be back here in just a few minutes as we explore what's really going on behind the scenes and get Patrick's view of what's taking place, because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, Patrick's on the front lines of this battle. Great information. You want to go to August Review, augustreview.com, or com or net. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, Dr. Stan, I also...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
maybe even part-time or making good incomes before, and suddenly their income is dramatically cut back. And then, of course, that takes us up to about 13.5% unemployment. And then you take the people who've just given up looking for jobs, they can't find one, you're looking up to about 17% unemployment. Could those figures really be accurate, Patrick?
Well, they are, Dr. Stan. Of course, we imply these numbers. We don't have, you know, hard statistical evidence of it, but like your reasoning, we're implying that the figure is much higher than what the government is telling us. And of course, their statistics don't include people who are off, you know, who have run out of unemployment benefits and basically given up on finding a job. But I'll tell you what, you can walk into any Walmart or any Sam's Club or Costco in the country, and you will see people working in there who wish they were working somewhere else. You'll see people that are 50, 55, 60 years old who have had a professional career somewhere along the way, got highly skilled, got laid off, and end up working for a place like Costco for almost minimum wage. These people are not counted either. And, so the statistics are not, they're misleading at the least.
I really think they are. In fact, the latest statistics of this report that came out of the Federal Reserve System, I think the meeting was held on the 12th of February, probably the 12th of December, something like that. And they recently released the minutes of that meeting of the Federal Reserve last month. And they delay it, I think, about 3 weeks. Yeah. But if you read that, why the staff on the Federal Reserve, I mean, they sound even more pessimistic than you and I do.
They do, Dr. Stan. And I probably ought to add, by the way, we've been using the depression, the big D word, depression, instead of recession for some time between us, I know, as we've talked before. But an economist friend of mine, Peter Morisi, from University of Maryland, is probably the first major economist that I have seen that has come right out and said the economy is in a depression, not a recession, close quote.
Well, I think it's we're playing a semantic game. The trouble is that, you can have all your definitions you want to. I mean, this is the worst economic contraction that I can ever remember. Of course, I remember the Great Depression, paralleling this with the Great Depression, although there's some very learned economists who say this is going to be far worse than the Great Depression between 1929 and 1939. Because, of course, at least at that time we had a gold-backed currency and something to fall back on. Today we have nothing but a fiat money system with nothing behind it. And, of course, I fear that down the line they're just going to start printing money like it was going out of style. And with that, of course, heaven help us, because that's how you destroy a nation.
And we have no assets this time around either. We had great wealth even coming out of the Depression in 1929. Gold, for one thing, which was confiscated, but still, it was a national treasure. And you also had manufacturing. We had, all of the great companies coming out of the Industrial Revolution. We had the largest and strongest manufacturing capability in the world. Today, we're basically a banana republic when it comes to manufacturing. We've lost our manufacturing base in this country. So we've become a nation of consumers and not a nation of producers. So we have nothing to springboard back from at this point. We can't create wealth anymore.
At one time, of course, I think that our manufacturing is almost 50% of our gross domestic product. It's been running maybe 24-25% of the gross domestic product in the past, and now it's down to 11% of the gross domestic product is manufacturing, and manufacturing creates wealth. You don't have a manufacturing base. Why, of course, you do not have any base for the wealth of the nation. And now, of course, with this whole scam of global warming, they want to cut down dramatically upon our energy consumption and production. And this is really designed, I believe, to totally destroy the remaining part of our manufacturing capacity we still have. What are your thoughts on that, Patrick?
That's the net effect of it, Dr. Stan. Energy is required for manufacturing. And expensive energy means expensive manufacturing or no manufacturing at all. So if the nominee for the Secretary of Energy decides to use the global warming scheme of cap and trade to basically put the coal industry out of business, it's going to have a huge impact. We have enough coal, Dr. Stan, to run our country for 120, 150 years. And it's all been it's being locked up.
And, of course, if you wanted to destroy our nation, you couldn't do a better job. But we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Patrick Wood. Our subject is, well, what's happening financially? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you'd like to give us a call, why, we would love to hear from you. Again, our 924-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, certainly, Patrick, as we look and see what's happening, you mentioned you think a lot of serious things are going to happen this year. What do you actually foresee in the year 2009 as far as our industrial base, as far as our employment, certainly as far as housing prices, things of that sort? Will we begin to level out? Do you think we've dropped as far as we're going to, as far as the cost of housing is concerned? Certainly the housing, you know, is the people's major investment. That's a major source of people's wealth. And, of course, what about the pension funds? A lot of those are having real problems. The Harvard investment fund has lost 30%. The PERS program here in California, the California Public Utilities Public Employees Union, has lost 30%. Certainly we've seen so many people, billionaires, become millionaires, and millionaires are wondering if they're going to have enough money to be able to, of course, to to live until they die. Many of them are even thinking about having to go back to work. What's going to happen, and what do you foresee for the year 2009?
Dr. Stan, every indicator that I have is pointed down, and hard down. The stock market is going to have a frightful year. I believe that there will be a couple of rallies in the middle of it that will be considered counter-trend rallies to the principal bear market or primary bear market. But the financial world is still has more landmines ahead of it than it ever had last year. Manufacturing is almost guaranteed to tank this year because the shipping has dried up on the high seas, and until that is restored, there's lots of reasons why that's dried up. But until it recovers and ships are moving again, manufacturing simply cannot recover because the raw materials are not moving from point A to point B. The iron ore and the steel and the raw materials and so on that go into manufacturing. the real estate market, by necessity, the commercial market is just starting to crash right now. And there's no good reason to think that the real estate market is going to turn whatsoever. The deflationary spiral continues. It will end someday, I am sure. When there's nothing left to deflate, there could well be a period of hyperinflation that follows this deflation.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Of course, our guest is Patrick Wood from August Review, and we're just talking about what's going to happen this coming year. Patrick thinks that our manufacturing base is going to continue contracting in this coming year, that real estate is going to continue falling. But before we go on, Patrick, I'd like you to get out your website, tell people how they can get in touch with you, August Review, and, of course, your special site there for giving people advice as to what to do. Go ahead and get the information.
Right. AugustReview.com is a website about globalization and the Trilateral Commission. I don't think there's another site on the web exactly like it. Geostrategictrends.com, on the other hand, is a service that looks forward in time to try and predict and analyze the trends that we're in today to stay out of harm's way. And I don't give specific, buy this, sell that type of advice, but understanding the trends and why the trends are what they are is absolutely essential to stay out of harm's way. It's like crossing a railroad track and not looking in both directions, or ignoring the red lights, the bells, and the arms that come down to try and keep you off the track. Too many people have found themselves left on the track when the trains come, and they get smacked and they lose, there goes another 401k, there goes another house, there goes another bankruptcy. People are, the people that are left that have anything left at this point are getting a little bit more sensitive to the fact that, gee, maybe I better pay attention to the tracks now. And so in any case, that's what we're up to, Dr. Stan. We're just trying to help people, see a little bit to be able to stay out of harm's way. And if we can do that, that's great. But we do need to know how we got here. And the Trilateral Commission, I tell you, is just right at the bottom of it. Barry Goldwater had it right in 1979. These people knew exactly what they're doing back then. They intended to take over the government of this country. They intended to take over the economy of the world, and ultimately to introduce global governance as well.
And it's if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like the pages from Barry Goldwater's book. We made them up for somebody here recently, and we will have them available if you want the pages, where he tells you that the purpose of the Trilateral Commission was to take over the political government of the United States. That is a subversive effort, because, of course, their goal was to destroy the structure of our society and to merge us into a world government. And so, you know, I think that these people should be charged with subversion. They are part of a plot. In fact, David Rockefeller, in his book, you know, the memoirs on page 405, said, you know, some people say we're part of a secret cabal that's conspiring against the best interests of the United States to bring about a new international order. And if that's the charge, I stand guilty. And I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. And that's what it's all about. It's a subversive organization. They've admitted it's a subversive organization. And, of course, why won't anybody in the media, the mass media, announce that? It's very, very simply because most of the media is controlled by people affiliated with the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Group of 30. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got an anonymous caller calling in from Michigan. Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Actually, I have a comment. I followed the movement that's going on for quite some time, and I've heard a lot of different angles. And I'd like to suggest this, because no one's ever talked about this. And, when in God's Word it says that, God says that, I sent you my prophets and you killed them. He sent his apostles and they killed them. There was always government involvement in killing the apostles, killing his prophets.
All right, no, but what was your point?
The point is this, that God has sent many people today, and there are many good men. Well, you take, for example, Kent Hovind, one of the most intelligent men I've ever listened to. He's in prison.
Right.
You take Abraham Lincoln, he was killed. Kennedy was killed. Barry Goldwater in prison, James Traficant in prison.
Barry Goldwater didn't go to prison.
Where is he?
He died back in 1990.
There
have been many, many people who've been, but what is the point? They have killed people, they assassinate people,
right.
They've died in plane accidents. We've interviewed a number of professional assassins employed by our government.
Right.
So what's your point?
The point is this, is that evil keeps doing this. They keep picking off these key people. But we, the Christians, like a bunch of country bumpkins, just sit there and although we can talk about it, it's time to do something.
So what
and I never hear anybody say anything about, organizing and getting together and picking off the key people who are causing all of this, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and so forth. I haven't heard of anybody talking about this stuff. We don't have to have a Tiananmen Square. We don't have to overcome the entire government. If we organize and strategically plan, we can pick off these key people.
How are you going to pick them off? You're going to kill them?
Organize.
How are you going to pick them off?
Well, King David, he was a man after God's own heart. He was responsible for millions of people. He was a mass murderer, but he did what God told him to do.
Has God told you to go out and kill the Rockefellers?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, okay,
I'm just saying we fight wars for these criminals in Washington.
You're absolutely right, but I think what you have to understand is that until the American people understand what this is about, nothing's going to change. That if you, something were to, some fanatic were to go out and duel in Mr. Rockefeller, he would be looked upon as a terrible individual because the American people do not understand. Our job, my job, I believe, and Patrick's job is to educate the American people. Patrick, how do you feel about what Mr. Anonymous is saying? Mr. Anonymous will not give his name because he's afraid to publicly. But how would you reply to that, Patrick? Why? Let me tell you, a coward dies a thousand deaths. A brave man dies but once. I've been on the front lines of this for 46 years. I've seen my friends die, but I do what I do because I look to God for protection. Patrick, how would you respond?
Well, Stan, there have been people who were fully keyed into what's going on today. Many of the followers of Ron Paul, for instance, and I believe Ron Paul himself, is very much aware of the cabal that's behind, the lobbyist efforts, if you will, that are behind this this move to the New World Order in our country. And there's also been outspoken candidates with the Constitution Party in this election cycle. Chuck Baldwin, the candidate for president for the Constitution Party, said in a speech, and I was happened to be in attendance of the speech when it was the first time I met Chuck, and he said if he is elected president, that the New World Order in America will come crashing down. And he named names, pointed fingers, Barry Goldwater would have been proud to hear him talk. But he understands perfectly well that unless you get rid of the people behind the scenes, there's no point changing the politicians in the front.
Right.
Because they'll just keep coming back more and more and more.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, get rid of those people.
All right, fine. Well, that's going to have to be your job, my job, and I think Patrick's job is to educate the public. And when enough people understand what's going on, this whole thing's going to stop. And the other thing is, I think that God has a plan, and I don't believe it involves you, Patrick, and I going out and eliminating people, but you're going to have to do what you think.
I'd like to make one more interjection. Because, you know, I'm guilty and you're guilty. Because when our tax dollars are given up come April here, they're going to use those tax dollars to kill people, to kill children. You know, Planned Parenthood got $387 million last year to kill babies. You know, it's going to be used to spread their sin, to their moral depravity, and I'm guilty and you're guilty until we do something.
Right,
it's like a mass murderer going around with a gun and killing people, and we say, well, we're not going to take his gun away from him. We're just going to convince him that over time that he shouldn't be killing people.
Well, let me tell you, I spend 5 hours a day behind a microphone. I work from 6 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock every night. How much time do you spend every day trying to save our country? Thanks very much. Appreciate your calling. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I understand people's frustration. But of course, at this point, the worst thing we can do is resort to violence, because that would give a justification for the dictatorship that they really want to be able to impose. I believe, of course, once the majority of the American people understand what's going on, and I think that we have an opportunity to reach an awful lot of people, not only through my programs, but through all the other people out there doing talk radio. Once we reach a tipping point, why, we may be able to turn things around. What do you think, Patrick?
Well, I'm not sure that we haven't, we haven't reached the tipping point, Stan. But nevertheless, those who know and have insight have a tremendous responsibility to not run from the truth. And if it's until they take that right away from us, until they turn off your airwaves and turn off my internet site and my telephone, we have an obligation to tell what we know. We are witnesses, if you will, to what's happened. And a witness, by definition, cannot just be silent about what he's seen, especially if it's a crime.
I believe that, and I believe our obligation is to get the American people to understand that we were involved in a spiritual battle, because there are powerful spiritual forces behind this whole move towards world government, and that is the one thing that they do not want the American people to know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we would love to hear from you. And right now we've got Ruby calling, and Ruby's calling from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby. How are you doing?
Hi. I've been listening to your show for a while now, and I was wondering, I'm kind of drawing a conclusion here. Is it perhaps that the goal of the Trilateral Commission, which I have suspected for quite a long time, too, and been told that was crazy, are they trying to crush our economy so that we have no way of supporting our military, so that when they attack Israel, we will not be able to protect them?
Well, that's a good question, Patrick. What do you think about that? Are they trying to destroy our economy so we won't be able to maintain a powerful military?
I don't think that's a directly linked goal. In other words, the economy is not in the shape that it is right now in order that we be weak militarily. It's coincidental, and our military is going to have a very hard time if we can't fund it. And there will come a time if the dollar collapses, like some experts think that it will in the next 1 or 2 or 3 years, if the dollar completely collapses and people stop buying our debt, we'll have no way to finance our military anymore and our excursions around the world. And we'll have to bring them home. In fact, somebody made the comment that if it really hits the fan like that, that our soldiers in Iraq will just be heading for the border because they've got no more paychecks coming down. And they won't be able to, hardly afford to get them home. Of course, that's tongue-in-cheek. But it is a very serious situation for our military. But, right now, our country is destined to decline, and that includes military. Economic, political, sovereignty, and so on. It's all declining at the same time.
And my fear, Ruby, is that down the line they're going to create another war, because that's a very convenient way to get out of the financial situation. It's a very convenient way to actually to rally the people behind our leaders. After all, in wartime, it's a patriotic thing to back our government, even if it's totally corrupt. And but I really fear, of course, that God is going to bring his judgment upon this country. There's only one worse thing than fighting a war, and that is losing a war. And I really fear that this is what's in store. And that's why the article we wrote, the January 2008 article, it's the story of Sybil Edmonds. And you can go up on our website. Do you have access to the Internet, Ruby?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go up on the website, radioliberty.com, pull down my January 2008 newsletter and find out how we have been providing nuclear technology to Pakistan, which they're sharing with Iran and Libya and North Korea. I mean, how do you think a third-rate country like North Korea was able to build a nuclear weapon? They had to have help, and where did they get it from? Russia? Or did they get it from the United States? Anyway, of course, we're living in trying times, but all we're going to have to do is observe what's going on, try to educate people, and put our faith in the Lord, because certainly without divine intervention, we're never going to save America. Unless there's a massive revival in America, God will never again bless this country.
That's what we pray for every day.
All right. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you get everybody else out there in Live Oak listening, will you?
Working on it.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Patrick Wood. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Patrick, of course, is analyzing what's going on financially, and he says that all of the major economic indicators point for really a terrible 2009. You think 2008 was bad? You haven't seen anything yet. Would that be a fair appraisal, Patrick?
Yes, Dr. Stan, and it's going to be different than 2008. But I think it will be just as painful, probably more painful in a lot of ways. And we're still on the leading edge of this depression. We're not in the middle of it yet. We're not to the end of it yet. There's a long, long ways to go, and we've only had just a few shoes drop so far. There's a lot more things that are coming that are just really, really ugly, ugly events. And so, we wait it out. When you're dealing with a downward spiral like this, with everything is going down, surprises and shocks always come on the negative side, not the positive side.
Well, now, what do you think about the bailout for General Motors and for Chrysler? Do you think that we ought to be giving them money, or do you think, of course, we ought to just let them go into bankruptcy?
Well, Dr. Stan, we should really just let them go into bankruptcy, but you know, what's happening right now is just more of the same scam of transferring money from the Treasury into the hands of private investors, namely, you know, people in the global elite. And, you know, just today I heard a plan where the full circle plan now where there might be a voucher made available to people who want to buy new cars of up to $4,500 issued by the government to take down to your car dealership and finance a new car for yourself.
That sounds almost as logical as the fact that the pornography industry has applied for, you know, TARP funds, you know, to subsidize. They want about $5 billion because pornography industry is not doing very well. They're one of our major sources of income. We're the largest purveyor of pornography throughout the world, and they want a government handout, too. How do you feel about that?
It certainly was in California. I mean, that, you know, the pornography industry is probably given more tax money and payroll money in California than a lot of other industries in total.
We live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are sane, and everybody thinks we're crazy. I mean, can you actually imagine that the pornography industry is asking for a financial handout from the federal government? But then, after all, if we're going to give it to the, you know, the housing industry, if we're going to give it to the steel industry, if we're going to give it to the automotive industry, why not the pornography industry? We'll be back in just a moment with Patrick Wood to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Patrick...
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Of course, he has his other specialty, a site where he gives financial advice, but you have to subscribe to that. Although I think you need good financial advice at present time. And remember, I'm not a financial advisor at all. I'm just an amateur historian. I've just lived a long time, and I've made an awful lot of mistakes myself. So hopefully, of course, we can keep you from making those same mistakes. We do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will go to our website of RadioLiberty.com and look at the various items we have posted there. We have our DVDs. We have links to YouTube. We have our daily radio programs. You can listen to it on Sydney, on the blog. You can listen to it on the Internet Live. You can listen to our satellite programs. You can listen to the archive programs. The information is there, and of course you need to get it, and then you need to get other people to listen. And of course you can get our programs on satellite, get an inexpensive satellite, and with no charge you can listen to us 24 hours a day and listen to all sorts of other Christian programming. And then of course we do hope you'll tell others about Radio Liberty. Remember our number, it's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest my talk on the financial tsunami. It was given about 4 years ago in 2005, but it's just as apropos today. You want the syllabus that goes with that. You want our talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. You want our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness or the book that goes with that. You want our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. And there's so much other information. We, of course, hope that we have a great new four CD set. It's on Vaccine Update 2009. They're destroying the lives of our children with vaccines which are not safe and effective. And you need to get, certainly, the books we carry by Neil Miller, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? On Autism, and the Vaccine Safety Manual, and then, of course, our new four-tape set on vaccines, has the interviews with Neil Miller and Barbara Lowe Fisher and Dr. Blaylock. And you have to have this information for your children and your grandchildren, because, believe me, they're destroying the lives of our children. Why are there so many autistic children? Why are there so many children with juvenile diabetes? Never saw this before. Why are so many of our children have allergies and asthma and other autoimmune diseases? And of course, we're giving them vaccines that prime the immune system. And of course, many of this creates an autoimmune disease. And in some instances, I'm firmly convinced it can destroy the pancreas of the islands of Langerhans and lead to the type 1 diabetes. We don't have the scientific studies, but we do know that associated with the vaccines has been a dramatic increase in the incidence of juvenile diabetes, and apparently we do not see it in the Amish children and the Mennonite children who do not take the vaccines. You need to get the information. If we could just convince the American people of one thing, and that there is an organized effort to destroy the lives and the minds and the bodies of our children. And I think that the four CD set on Vaccine Update 2009 is an excellent place to start. So remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's www.RadioLiberty.com. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, because if we don't turn back to God as a nation, why, we will never again have God's blessing, and I believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on this nation. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.